Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning. Here's 7:48 on a Friday morning. Three big things. Police seeking a suspect in a homicide. A man shot near an East Wichita sports complex. 3.2 magnitude earthquake, 22 miles northwest of Ponca City. No major damage reported. Trump and Biden complete their final debate, focusing on the pandemic, China, and national security. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing some slow traffic on K96 right now. And this is K96 from I-135 over to Hillside. Things slowing down just a little bit, especially eastbound there. So northbound I-135 to eastbound K96. It's traffic moving a little slowly. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman, and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Yeah, it's going to be clearing, breezy, cool today with a high of 47 degrees after yesterday's high of 87. Mostly clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 30. Saturday mostly sunny with a high of 51 degrees. Now fog, mist, north wind gusting to 35 miles per hour and 37 degrees. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. 7:50 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Coming up Sunday night at 7 o'clock right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the John Whitmer Show. Good morning, John.
High of 47. Holy cow. What happened to that nice weather we had yesterday? I thought you had some kind of hookups with the man upstairs.
I do. And I said, I'm going to cool off tomorrow. How about that?
That's killing me. You're setting me up for cold weather on my Sunday evenings. I appreciate that.
You're going to warm it up with a recap of the debate, and that ought to be kind of fun because those debates are interesting and fun to talk about.
Well, at least this one was substantive. I mean, for those of us who would like a good, you know, policy debate, they sure got into it. And I don't know if you had a chance to watch it. It ended with a bang, that's for sure. The vice president, former Vice President Biden, told America that he wanted to end the oil and gas industry. The folks out in western Kansas who rely on that industry. Probably, my guess is Joe Biden lost a few votes out in western Kansas and Oklahoma, Texas, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania as well last night. So that was a bombshell, but we'll talk about that on Sunday for sure.
Well, he might realize what a lot of us do, that most folks probably already made up their mind. But Jerry, you're going to have Senator Jerry Moran on, is that correct?
Correct. We're going to talk with Senator Moran. We'll talk a little bit about the stimulus bill, the talks that have been going on between Secretary Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi and the Chuck Schumer. We'll also talk – I guess it's Washington, D.C. night, because we're also going to have Congressman Ron Estes on. So we're going to try and get all three of them in. We're preempted a little bit. You know, we've got the Chiefs postgame show, so we come on immediately following – the Chiefs postgame show, so it's kind of an abbreviated show. But in that short time, we'll do a debate recap and then talk to Senator Moran and Congressman Estes. So we're also going to try and talk with Jerry about the confirmation hearings. You know, the Senate committee just passed out Amy Coney Barrett, so we'll talk to him about what he thinks her chances are on the Senate floor, because that's going to come up here next week.
Well, as we say, John, as we say at broadcasting, you've got a great lead into your show with the Chiefs. Don't blow it, okay?
I'll try not to. I will be. It's hard not to. I mean, it's the Chiefs Broncos.
It's the Chiefs.
So that's a big game. The Chiefs and the Broncos, and having a lineup with Jerry Moran and Ron Estes, and a Trump campaign senior advisor. We should have a good show lined up for Sunday.
Sounds good. Thank you, John. John Whitmer Show. That'll be Sunday night at 7, right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS around 7 o'clock this time. A new smartphone app could streamline travel during the pandemic.
Fox on Tech.
A smartphone app could make it easier for air travel. Switzerland-based Commons Project Foundation tested its Common Pass digital health pass on a United flight from London's Heathrow to Newark Liberty International Airport. The app lets airline passengers show they've complied with COVID-19 testing requirements. Officials from both the Centers for Disease Control and Customs and Border Protection were observing the test. The Common Pass Project wants to standardize what has become a patchwork of travel bans, quarantines, and testing requirements before flights so that no matter the country, local language, or requirements, the app will handle keeping everything in one place. The project is working with Switzerland-based World Economic Forum, which is aiming to standardize ways to verify lab results and, hopefully soon, vaccination records, even if governments have different health requirements. The app can be used to find participating labs and testing sites, get lab results, and complete any health checks. With Fox on Tech, Brett Larson, Fox News.
Questions about a local company? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us here on a Friday morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. There has been some mystery around one of Wichita's newest companies, Ag Eagle Aerial Systems. It's moving to Wichita from southeast Kansas. The company says future success is connected to a big commercial customer, but they're not saying who that customer is. Many had speculated that it was Amazon, but Amazon tells us they're not partners with Ag Eagle. We provide more background and information about this company at our big story this week. Also this week, another Excellence in Healthcare special report, this time featuring those in family medicine. We talked to 13 area healthcare professionals about how they chose their careers, their greatest achievements, their biggest challenges, and the best advice they ever got. The professionals are from a mix of group practices, hospitals, and nonprofits. And this week's list, executive compensation at Wichita's nonprofit organizations. They're ranked by total compensation. At the top of the list, Michael Monteferrante of Envision. Next, Steve Cohen, the former president and CEO of Kansas Health Foundation. The rest of the top five, Ron McMahon of the Greater Wichita YMCA, Jeff Fleur of the Greater Wichita Partnership, and Elizabeth King at the Wichita State University Foundation. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, Saturday, Kansas University and Kansas State University meeting on the gridiron.
The Sunflower Showdown.
At the frozen tundra in Manhattan.
That's right.
So who are you going to root for this time? You going for the Jayhawks?
No, I think I'm going to go ahead and stay with the Cats this time.
Well, you're a loyal guy. You know that?
I am. I certainly am.
Let's put some money on the game because I think, well, no, we shouldn't say that, should we?
Maybe lunch?
Oh, no. Oh, okay.
No lunch.
All right. Anyway, I think it's pretty well a done deal, but we'll see what happens Saturday, you know?
You never know. You never know.
All right. Thank you, Bill. Stay with Steve and Ted. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS, we have a recap of last night's debate. Jad has sports coming up, Jad.
Well, I
and
do.
Mitch.
But, yeah, we're going to be speaking with voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, coming up in sports.
Absolutely. Entertainment news on the way. The Blur. You going to talk about something on the Blur today?
Apple. We are going to start and end the Blur with Apple.
Apple. Okay.
Yep.
And your traffic and weekend weather on the way. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.